From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Geneva, Syria peace talks hit a couple of snags. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday on Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura on demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas, but the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile process. Farah Atassi is a member of the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition delegation.
Just yesterday, we all watched, the whole world watched the unprecedented escalation of violence and the bombing of the Syrian regime for Mu'addamiya, 52 of TNT barrel hit at Mu'addamiya yesterday, whereas the whole world looking to Geneva for starting a serious negotiation or a serious peace process. Today we're going to Mr. de Mistura to demand again and again for a thousand times. You said the Syrian opposition is keen to end the suffering of the Syrian people. However, you cannot ask the Syrian opposition to engage in any negotiation with the regime under this escalation.
Mr. de Mistura was scheduled to meet with the opposition later on Monday. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. The head of criminal investigation for Kabul police said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. This is VOA News. Pakistan's former cricket star turned politician Imran Khan is urging Afghanistan's Taliban to negotiate a peaceful resolution to its conflict with the Kabul government. Mr. Khan, who heads a major political force in the national parliament, spoke to VOA in an exclusive interview at his residence outside of Islamabad. Mr. Khan said some representatives of the Afghan Taliban had approached him a few years ago for assistance because they wanted to open peace negotiations with the then Afghan government. The World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected from Zika-carrying mosquitoes. Health officials warn the Zika virus could affect as many as 4 million people. Uganda says it arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws barring officers from supporting candidates in an election. A government spokesman said General David Sejusa was actively engaged in supporting partisan politics and made statements urging people to avoid voting in the February 18th presidential election because he believed it to be a sham. New members of Myanmar's parliament, most dressed in traditional garb, took a joint oath of office today as the prelude to installing the country's first democratically elected government in more than half a century. Now, who's to become Myanmar's president? The most popular choice, Aung San Suu Kyi, whose party captured 80% of the parliamentary seats in the November 8th election, is barred by the Constitution because her husband and children are not considered citizens of Myanmar. The U.S. presidential primary election campaign is set to formally get underway today when residents of the state of Iowa go into the so-called caucuses to choose who they'd like to have as the next president. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump maintains a slight lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz. For the Democrats, the race seems to be a virtual tie between independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
You know, when you go to caucus tomorrow night, you're not only selecting a president, you are selecting a commander-in-chief. And I feel very fortunate to have had the experience of serving as your Secretary of State for 4 years. I know the hard choices that face a president. If they're not hard, they don't end up on the president's desk. They don't end up in the situation room where I spent many, many hours trying to figure out what was the best, safest, smartest path forward.
Check out VOA's coverage from the Iowa caucuses on our website, voanews.com. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.